I know it has been a while since our last episode, and I just wanted to take a moment to thank you all for your continued support of Beyond Goodbye. Your messages, stories, and feedback remind me why these conversations about grief and healing are so important. We have been working hard behind the scenes, revamping Beyond Goodbye to bring an even more meaningful and engaging experience, and I have some exciting news to share. We have a website now. You can find it at www.beyondgoodbye.org, and I will leave these in notes today. We also have a new email, which is beyondgoodbye21@gmail.com. So I've been spending the last many months thinking about Beyond Goodbye and how it could maybe better serve my community, our community, and at the same time, deciding whether I even wanted to continue with Beyond Goodbye. It is a little bit triggering for me on occasion to hear others' stories and just to talk about those things. But it's also very healing. So I decided after a lot of thought and meditation to move forward, but with maybe a little bit of a different format. We're still going to have the stories. So in addition to, you know, the grief stories that we hear from our guests, we're going to be incorporating some other things. And so here's just a sampling of what those will be. So we'll have, you know, our listener stories. We're going to have panel discussions and roundtables, you know, something to kind of just deepen our conversations around grief, healing, transformation. I'm also going to have guided sessions. And so we'll have little short episode interludes where I may share personal thoughts or reflections, maybe offer some mindfulness exercises. Maybe we'll do a meditation, some guided journaling prompts, that sort of thing. I also am going to incorporate what I'm going to call letters to our loved ones. And these are short episodes, and they will be where you, as the listeners, will submit letters written to someone you've lost. And either I will read them, or you could read them if you'd like. On the website, I have an area where you can send me a message via email or voice message. So if you were to send me a voice message that was your letter to a loved one, I would just play that instead of my reading it, if you wanted me to do that. There's going to be other things that we'll share and we'll do moving forward, but this is the newer subjects, or maybe not subject is the word, platform of what I want to incorporate that I feel better encompasses. It's I think more well-rounded than what I had started out with. And I'm really excited to do that. And so we'll have our regular, you know, someone sharing their story and interview that will happen once a month. The new or next show or episode coming out will be on March 19th. And I'm interviewing a woman by the name of DC Copeland. And I'm pretty excited for you all to hear from her. She is a millennial. And I think that we have somebody speaking from that perspective. I know I have some millennial listeners out there. I truly believe you guys are going to enjoy hearing what she has to say. I really enjoy speaking with her. So that will be the episode for March. And as I said, each month we'll do one episode, but each month I'm also going to have those short little interludes. So a journal prompt or a listener story. If we get listener stories, I'm playing them that month. And the roundtables will be more, that's a specialized sort of thing. It would be a longer podcast. So maybe, you know, it'd be an hour, 45 minutes. And those probably are only going to happen a few times a year. And they'll be with scientists, religious folks, with us regular people who, you know, think outside the box or inside the box and just have a robust conversation around grief and loss. So I just really want to thank everyone for being part of this journey and for your patience with me over the last few months of not having posted anything. Your support means everything, and I can't wait to continue and grow the space with you. If you haven't already, please follow Beyond Goodbye on your favorite podcast site so you don't miss out. And if Beyond Goodbye resonates with you, even if it's just the older shows and we haven't, you know, we're just starting new in the 2025 year, please share it with somebody who you think might need it today. And there you have it, the 2025 version of Beyond Goodbye. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you all again on March 19th. Bye for now.